your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us. We're also live on Facebook right now. You can catch us Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. Excuse me. And, of course, Tuesdays, we get smarter because we've got we check in with our school districts, and there's just something about hanging out with intelligent people. It makes all of us rise a little higher. So welcome back, Mr. Joseph Burke, Chief Communications Officer of the Fort Mill School District.
Thank you. I keep waiting for the next guest to walk in. I'm sure you were talking about me on that one.
No, we're talking about
so
you.
Humble. Yes.
Hopefully you'll rub off on us.
That's why we make that a regular occurrence on Tuesdays.
Once a Tuesday, for sure. All right, well, a big time for the Fort Mill School District underway tomorrow.
Yes, obviously it's a huge milestone of the year. It's the end of basically high school time for all of our seniors. We're going to have graduation ceremonies all kicking off at 9 a.m. tomorrow at the schools at their individual stadiums simultaneously, which is a new thing for our district. And again, we're outdoors at the stadiums because of some of the COVID protocols and the construction that's happening at Winthrop. So we're excited. It's going to be a really, really great and fun day.
Now, not to take away from two of the schools, but for one school, Catawba Ridge High School, this is their first ever graduation ceremony.
Yeah, another big milestone. It's our third high school's first time having a senior class. They're looking forward to graduating. They're going to have their first graduation, their first valedictorian, their first salutatorian. It's actually also the principal's first time ever being principal for a graduation. So it really is a true day of firsts. They're obviously graduating in their stadium, which has never happened before because it's brand new. But all around, we're very proud of our graduates. We've got about a little over 1,100 graduates tomorrow that are coming through. And it's been a great senior class. They've earned over $25 million in scholarships this year. So we're very impressed by that. It's a wonderful class who's obviously been through a lot in the last year and a half with everything going on. But everybody has buckled down and made it through and made it a memorable year.
Well, we are so proud of you. Do you ever get a little, we do that. Because so often, you know, when you hear certain schools, private charter, and they talk about college credits before sure. graduating, or like you said, scholarships, you know, we do that in the school district too.
I think honestly and truthfully, every school district has their points of pride. In Fort Mill, we're very fortunate. We have a very, very dedicated student base and parent base and teacher base. Our employees are always there to help our kids, and they're dedicated to it. And I think that shines through in the education that our kids receive. But honestly and truthfully, a lot of this goes back to our kids, their dedication to it as well. So we're very proud of everything they've accomplished, and we look forward to seeing what they're going to continue to accomplish. That's the other thing that we see with our graduates is the things they move on to do later.
Oh, for sure.
It's exciting.
The way it breaks down, Fort Mill High School, they'll have the most graduates graduating tomorrow at 433. Catawba Ridge has 262. And Nation Fort High School has 407. Joe, will Catawba Ridge get to the 400 range
sure.
eventually?
Yep. Okay. This is where we're at as we phase in the students going into Catawba Ridge. We always start the school with a little bit low numbers because we're anticipating the growth in that area. So they will see their class sizes begin to rise and pretty much be on point with the other high schools over time.
Well, are you requiring tickets? I mean, this is a new way of doing
sure.
what was very familiar in the Winthrop Coliseum.
Yes.
So what do we need to know if we want to attend?
Well, as with Winthrop, we are doing tickets. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, because of the social distancing protocols and the size of our stadiums, we were only able to offer 4 tickets per graduate this year, which we're very happy about. I know that sounds like that it's a kind of a down thing, but also it's a positive thing because last year we didn't have any guests in our stadium. So we're glad to be at this point and be able to have the members of the families come back in and join us. We're going to have everybody sitting in their family pod and then socially distanced from the next people over. The masks are optional because it's an outdoor event, so no problems there. And it's just going to overall be a very, very nice and positive event for everybody to come through. It's going to be a fun day.
And what about live streaming? Is that a possibility?
Yes. Yep, we will be live streaming for anybody who cannot attend. Currently, you can visit the district's website. We have a single page set up that has all 3 links on it, which is at fortmillschools.org. And you can find each graduation or each high school has it posted on their website as well if you go directly to there.
We continue our conversation with Joe Burke. He's the Chief Communications Officer for the Fort Mill School District. Tomorrow, Wednesday, June the 9th, it's graduation time for all 3 of the high schools in Fort Mill. Of course, for Catawba Ridge, it's their very first graduation ceremony, first time for their new principal. It's a lot of firsts for Catawba Ridge. Again, not to take away from any of the other two schools. They have a history that Catawba Ridge does not have yet. Yes. And they'll get there.
They're building it.
But that's a good point.
And building it very well.
Yeah, and then at Nation Ford, though, it is the end of an era because the principal there is having his last high school graduation.
At the end of this graduation, Jason Johns will be pretty much wrapping up his career at Nation Ford High School as well, which he's been there for quite a while and helped build a wonderful culture at the school. He'll be moving on to take a superintendent job in the Anderson County School District, and we're excited for his new future, and we're also excited for our new principal to be coming in. So we're very happy to have everybody having these milestones together, but also knowing that we're set and stable for moving forward.
Well, I know that Jason is very big on love and letting his his students know, his kids know how much they are loved. So I guess this is the time to say love is sometimes letting go.
Yep. and I'm sure knowing Jason and how much he does care for his students and his staff there, it's probably going to be an emotional event for him. And I'm sure he'll both enjoy it and at the same time be saddened by it being his last one at Nation Ford.
So tomorrow for other students in the Fort Mill School District, what kind of day will this be?
Our elementary and middle school students will have a normal day as they usually do, but our high school students are going to operate on a virtual schedule tomorrow, and that's so we can accommodate everybody on campus during the morning hours. We're going to need the extra space for parking and for everything else going on with the graduation ceremony. So just our high school students will be on a virtual schedule tomorrow. Everyone else will operate on their normal in-class schedule that they've been on.
I know a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, when the option was given to students and teachers to continue to wear their mask in class or not to wear their mask in class. If folks don't have kids in the school district, what do you see? Is it 50-50? Do some not wear the mask? Some are wearing their mask? Is it more like 80-20?
I don't have exact percentages, but I can tell you it's a solid mix. When you go into schools, you'll see it's a pretty even divide. It may be a little different in this class as opposed to that class, just depending on the preferences and the vaccinations and everything else that's going on, especially now with it opening up for 12 and up. It's definitely there. So we do see it, but I would say it's a pretty decent balance.
It's very interesting to see what this COVID-19 has the impact that it has made outside of, some people getting sick and everything. But what do you feel has been the takeaway, both positive and negative, from it?
I think honestly and truthfully, you could say the same thing for both the positive and the negative. And that is understanding that what we're doing is for everybody else. It may not necessarily be your personal choice with something, but we had to all work together to get through this situation. And for the most part, everybody did come together and go through it. And at the same time, we did see some other stuff too, where personal choice became more of an issue and you had to deal with that side of it. So it's really kind of the same double-edged sword, really. So, but honestly and truthfully, our community came together and supported the schools through all of this. There's no way we could have gotten through everything that happened last March without the support of our parents, our community, and our students working hard, our staff working hard, and definitely through the year with all of the changes. I mean, if you think about it, we started school in an AB schedule. Mm-hmm. And students not in classrooms all the time, and now we're going to finish with everybody who's been in for over a month or two now, and we're going to have a graduation ceremony with people in place. Like, that's a lot of change in 1 year.
Very
and change is hard for everyone.
Yes. Especially in the school system where we like to plan a lot.
Exactly.
Did the forecast show the fall school season, whenever it starts in August, will be somewhat very normal?
We're obviously hopeful for that, and everything still is trending in that direction. We're still going to be waiting on guidance coming out from DHEC CDC, but we're hopeful for that, and we're excited to see that it hopefully will continue to get back to some normal.
All right. Well, happy graduation day for all of the seniors in the Fort Mill School District, class of 2021. They will graduate tomorrow, Wednesday, June the 9th at 9 a.m. at their individual schools. And we're just very proud of you for sure. Joe Burke is the Chief Communication Officer with the Fort Mill School District. As always, Joe, thank you very much.